I'll make my intro a little bit shorter in light of the time. But have you ever felt that you were on praying ground? It's a term that we hear a lot, and it's not a biblical term, but the idea is there. That it's like, okay, I've made sure everything in my life is right with God, and I'm seeking Him in prayer, but He's not answering, or it seems like He's not answering. And last week, I talked about how Isaiah mentions that the Lord waits to be gracious to us, that He may be exalted. One of the reasons why we seem not to get answered prayer, at least right away, is because God is waiting for the right time, that He'd be glorified. And when we look through the New Testament especially, there's different promises for praying, being on praying ground, if you want to put it that way. Psalm 66:18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So if we got a need or something we're praying about and we come to God and there's a check on our spirit saying, you need to deal with that. Okay, I better deal with that. But what if you dealt with the sin? James 4 says, you have not because you ask not. Okay, well, I'm asking, I'm seeking, I'm knocking. Lord, how come it seems that you're not answering this prayer? And then the next verse says, you have not because you ask to consume it on your lusts. Okay, I'm asking for wrong motives. Okay, well, Lord, well, how about, you know, help me sort it out, search my heart, Lord, and make sure that I'm asking the right things. And then you go to 1 John, and it says, just give me 2 seconds here. 1 John 3 talks about having, when we go with Him and there's nothing between us and God, it says we'll have assurance, we'll have boldness. And then it says, 22. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence before God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. But sometimes, okay, I'm obeying God, I'm doing what I know to be right, but He seems still not to be answering. And then the last verse I'll leave with you is chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. It says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. And the last thing is make sure, search the scriptures to make sure that what you're asking from God is in the will of God, but sometimes it seems we still don't get an answer. And that's what this poem is about. It's called Waiting for a Change. The author is unknown, but it gives one of the reasons why God delays answering our prayers sometimes. Desperately, helplessly, longingly, I cried. Quietly, patiently, lovingly, God replied. I pled and I wept for a clue to my fate. And the Master so gently said, child, you must wait. Wait, you say wait, my indignant reply. Lord, I need answers. I need to know why. Is your hand shortened, or have you not heard? By faith I have asked, and I'm claiming your word. My future unto all to which I can relate hangs in the balance, and you tell me to wait? I'm needing a yes, a go-ahead sign, or even a no to which I can resign. And Lord, you promise that if we believe, we need but to ask, as we shall receive. And Lord, I've been asking, and this is my cry. I'm weary of asking. I need a reply. Then quietly, softly, I learned of my fate as my Master replied once again, you must wait. So I slumped in my chair, defeated and taut, and grumbled to God, so I'm waiting. For what? He seemed then to kneel, and His eyes wet with mine, and He tenderly said, I could give you a sign. I could shake the heavens and darken the sun. I could raise the dead and cause mountains to run. All you seek I could give you, and please you would be. You would have what you want, but you wouldn't know me. You'd not know the depth of my love for each saint. You'd not know the power that I give to the faint. You'd not learn to see through the clouds of despair. You'd not learn to trust just by knowing I'm there. You'd not know the joy of resting in me when darkness and silence were all you can see. You'd never experience that fullness of love as the peace of my spirit descends like a dove. You'd know that I give and that I save for a start, but you'd not know the depth of the beat of my heart. The flow of my comfort late into the night, the faith that I give when you walk without sight, the depth that's beyond getting just what you asked of an infinite God that makes what you have last. You'd never know should your pain quickly flee what it means that my grace is sufficient for thee. Yes, your dreams for your loved ones overnight would come true, but oh, the loss if I lost what I'm doing in you. So be silent, my child, and in time you will see that the greatest of gifts is to get to know me. And though oft may my answers seem terribly late, my wisest of answers is still but to wait.